headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia and Mac with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, weeks after the new Queensland government announced it would be abolishing the Indigenous Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry, the town where the inquiry had been working in will take action into their own hands. The town of Cherbourg will host its own community-run Truth-Telling Inquiry on the 18th, which will be led by traditional owners and elders. Cherbourg Mayor and Waka Waka and Wangan man Bruce Simpson said that the government doesn't dictate our truth and doesn't dictate our elders and experience. Brisbane's debut Boiler Room, an international underground party scene, is occurring this Saturday at Brisbane's showgrounds, a first for this city. Platforming local Brisbane disc jockeys Nisha Alexandra, Juicy Romance, Scaly Moth, Riminda House, Soju Gang, just to name a few. In national news, a study by the leading national organization for the prevention of violence against women, Our Watch, found that the average age at which young women are first watching pornography has gotten younger. The median age for girls' first exposure to porn is 14, 2 years younger than last surveyed in 2018. Majority of the young people surveyed agreed that pornography pushes stereotypes of what is expected in the bedroom and impacts how women are viewed. Viewing videos like this has also been linked to sexually violent behavior. Our Watch's report concluded that pornography should be integrated into education on respectful relationships and that parents need to understand the new world that their children are in.
New South Wales police are investigating the theft of over 100,000 oysters from the far south coast of the state and believe that the thieves may have connections to the oyster industry. The juvenile oysters were stolen from two businesses in Naruma last month, and now police are actively investigating the industry with the belief that the thieves could wait for them to grow and resell them at three times the value. The theft is the largest that police have dealt with in the years and claim that the theft could be worth up to $20,000. And in international news, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is set to step down after the publication of a report on the Church of England's cover-up of child abuse by John Smith. Smythe abused up to 130 private schoolboys who attended evangelical Christian holiday camps. When the abuse was discovered, he was allowed to move abroad with the full knowledge of church officials, including the Archbishop. I should have had a content warning for this story. An online petition calling for Welby's resignation amassed more than 13,000 signatures. In a statement, he claimed that when he was notified of the abuse, he wrongly believed an appropriate resolution would follow, though made no mention of taking action himself. Author of Bleeding Jesus, a book about Smith's abuse, Andrew Greystone, says that the church needed a whole-scale change of culture at the top of the organization because it is not about the incompetence of one man, but a deep-seated cultural issue. And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy with a very high chance of showers and a storm predicted later around 5 o'clock. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. The moon is a waxing gibbous at 87.9%. And that is all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to fullzz.org.au.
Spring is here in Australia and it's the perfect time.